Did you know that an article of clothing can be interpreted as a historical document? What can we learn about figures from Maryland's past by looking at what they wore? Allison Tolman, Chief Registrar and Associate Curator of the Fashion Archives at the Maryland Historical Society, tells us more.
Articles of clothing are excellent tools for museums to tell stories from their region's social history. Fashion historian Lydia Edwards writes in her book, How to Read a Dress, quote, "Clothing can be the ultimate signifier of a person's gender, age, class, employment, and religion, down to more subtle indications such as aesthetic predilection, political standpoint, and marital status. We select our clothing every day as a representation of ourselves to others. This was as true in the 18th century as it is today, and we can learn a lot about people and families from the past by looking at their clothing." At the Fashion Archives at the Maryland Historical Society, there is a child's dress from the 1860s. The dress is lined with 5 different fabrics, visible only on the interior. This tells us that the mother was frugal, reusing bits of fabric and trimmings from her own dresses and other children's dresses to save money during the Civil War. The archives also include a pale pink evening gown, designed and worn in the 1940s by Claire McCardle, a native of Frederick, Maryland. On the gown, we can see a dirtied hem and many repairs to the skirt and underarms, which tells us that the dress was a personal favorite of the designer. It features many of her signature self-named McCardleisms, such as a yard-long sash, proving that she really did design clothing that she herself wanted to wear. We can also learn a lot by looking at what people choose to save and donate to museums. For example, the Ridgely family of Hampton Mansion in Towson, Maryland, donated a royal blue watered silk gown in nearly pristine condition. Worn by Margareta Sophia Ridgely, the gown dates to a trip to Europe she took with her husband Charles Ridgely around 1870. The dress is in such great condition for a sobering reason. Charles Ridgely died in 1872, after which Margareta Sophia went into mourning. She then wore only black and dull dark shades until her own death in 1904. Perhaps Margareta Sophia chose to save this dress as a memory of a good time with her husband just prior to his death, or in hopes that her daughter Eliza would one day wear it, just as some save their wedding dresses today. The dress was clearly important to her, as it was so carefully preserved until its donation to the Maryland Historical Society in 1956. Clothing, even decades or centuries after it was worn, is symbolic of the person who wore it. Using close examination, we can uncover untold stories from Maryland's history through the people who lived it.
Tolman recently wrote a guest blog post on the Maryland Humanities blog. Read her entry at mdhumanities.org. Visit mdhs.org to learn more about the Maryland Historical Society. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.